Hey, thanks for listening to the Blended Podcast.
I'm Megan. I have a 16-year-old daughter named Tana from my previous marriage who is with us full time. And in 2018, I married my husband, Chris. His daughter, Lena, is 9 from his previous marriage.
And I'm Derek, and I have Zeke, who's 11, Kingston, who's 9 from a previous marriage, and married Jesse in 2018, and she didn't have any kids, but now we have one on the way. So walk with us as we share our crazy blended lives.
Hey guys, Megan here. Thanks for hanging out with us this week on the Blended Podcast. Derek is out because they added to their blended family and they have a new baby, baby Willow. So he is off for a couple weeks getting adjusted with having a baby in the house again. So I decided to have my friend Kyle on with me today, and Kyle is going to bring yet another opinion or experience, I guess, of being in a blended family. And so, Kyle, to start out, just tell us a little bit about your blended family.
Okay, well, my blended family, I actually didn't grow up in a blended family. I feel like I was blessed because, you know, my mom and dad were my mom and dad
right.
the whole time growing up. But our family became a blended family when I was an adult, if you want to think about it that way.
Okay.
So I was like 27 years old when my parents split up, and then each of them have remarried.
Okay.
And so that creates the whole new dynamic as an adult of now having a stepmom right. and a stepdad and step-siblings and all that stuff and trying to navigate how do you do those relationships, because I've never had to deal with them before.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just different. It's
yeah.
something new. That as an adult, I've had to try to figure out.
Yeah. So similar, like me and Derek, we both grew up in families that were, you know, our parents were married. And then, of course, a little different. We lost both of our moms, you know, to our parents passed away. Our mm-hmm. parents didn't divorce. But now, you know, my dad is remarried. I have a stepmom. And I know for you, how do you deal with, like, for instance, a holiday like Mother's Day, Father's Day with your step parents? Is it odd? Because I know for me, like my stepmom she doesn't have any children of her own. She mm-hmm. never had children. So like I am her only, you know, quote unquote child, but she didn't raise me. She wasn't there until I was, you know, in my 30s. So I get her like you're like a mother card, you know what I mean? Like, thanks for being like a mother, because she is like a mother to me.
Mm-hmm.
But do you have that awkward feeling too, kind of like I do, like, well, you're not, you know, you're not my mom, but I don't want to leave you out, and I don't
right.
want, you know, because I care for you and I love you and I want you to be celebrated, but this is kind of awkward because you're not my mom or you're not my dad, you know?
Yeah, well, totally. I mean, and it's one of those things, I think, from the very first holiday like that I'm looking at my wife going, what do we do? I don't know
what to
do.
Like, what happens?
I now have two dads and two moms, and that's not really the way that I think of it, but you know,
they're
like
right.
I don't want them to feel left out. I don't want them to feel unwelcome or anything
right.
like that. And so yeah, I don't know. It's
hashtag awkward.
trying to figure it out, and I don't always know what to do. I'm like, I gotta do something.
Right.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah. So I guess what would you say, being, you know, an adult in a blended family, and in your case you've got two sets, you know what I mean? You've
mm-hmm.
got your mom who is remarried. I just have to deal with like a stepmom. But in your case, you've got your mom is remarried, so you have a stepdad, and your dad is remarried, and you have a stepmom. What is probably the most difficult thing you've had to deal with, I guess?
I think really the hardest thing for me has been, how do you talk about one to the other? Because
so like your mom to your dad,
still
or
alive.
Your dad to your
yeah,
mom.
Like if I'm like my mom. You know, she told me early on, she's like, just because we're not together doesn't mean that I don't love your dad still. And
right.
you know what I mean? Like in the sense that I don't, you know, that I don't care for him anymore. I don't care what happens to him.
Right.
I don't care about his life anymore. And so, you know, from time to time, mom will be like, well, how's your dad doing? I'm like, I don't know what to tell you.
Right. Like, do you feel like I don't know how much dad wants
yeah,
me to talk about him.
Exactly.
To you.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know how much my dad is comfortable with me telling my mom or
right. Like,
or
oh,
vice
well,
versa,
him and his
you know
wife
I mean?
Did this and they're doing that. And,
exactly.
you know, it's like, that's
and,
not, And you hate to be like, it's not your business.
Exactly. But I don't want to, like, you know, exclude if there's important, you know, if dad has something going on with his health, then I feel like he would want to know that. But then would he want her to know that? And I don't know. That's the awkward of what can you share or what should you share or that kind of thing. Or the other side of it being like, you know, talking about childhood memories.
Right. Around and the new, like the step parents.
Because like if I'm talking to my dad about a childhood memory, obviously my mom was my mom.
She's going to be a part of the memory.
She's going to be a part of the memory. And what do you say, especially in front of a step parent, how do you talk about the other parent?
Yeah. No, that's so good.
And not be awkward because...
It is awkward.
It is awkward.
And in my case, my mother is gone. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like my parents divorced. My mother passed away, and my stepmother is so good about, she will even bring up my mom sometimes and say, well, what did Danae do with this? Or how did your mom do this? Mm-hmm. You know, and things like that. But I still feel awkward. I feel bad sometimes. When I'm talking, like you said, to my dad about my mom, I'll be like, oh my gosh, remember when mom used to do this? And this was great when she did this, and we loved mm-hmm. this. And then if, you know, if my stepmom's around, I kind of feel like, is that hurtful to her? You know, like I don't want to hurt her feelings. And an example would be last year, my parents would have been married 40 years. And, you know, that was a hard day for me, you know what I mean? Like, cause I know my mom, that would have been a great day for her. And so I had shared a post on social media, a picture of my parents coming down the steps after their reception, you know, hand in hand, and made a post that it would have been their anniversary and how much I missed her. And then I had that guilt afterwards of like, is this going to hurt my stepmom? You know, mm-hmm. because I care for her and I don't want to hurt her feelings. I don't want her to think that I'm like, disappointed that my dad is with her now. You know what I mean? That is not the case. It's just that I miss my mom. And, you know, I know that would have been a great day for her. So just, it is a struggle of like what the fine line, you know, mm-hmm. of like not wanting to hurt the step parent, but also wanting to honor the other parent, I guess.
Right. And you want to not be awkward. I'm not even sure that you can. I'm not sure that it's possible to not be awkward about some of these things.
I don't think it is.
Maybe
I'd love some advice. So if anybody knows,
well, maybe
like,
that's
here's
just the nature
best
of
way.
It. It's
right.
Gonna be
please let us know.
Awkward, yeah. I mean, and one of the things that I think about it is, and you guys have talked about this so much, is the importance of communication.
Oh yeah.
And really, actually talking to each other about stuff. And so, I don't know. I keep thinking, well, you know, honestly, I should if you know.
Right. You should maybe. What if you asked your dad? How do you think if like you talked to your dad and you were like, how much are you comfortable with me
exactly
sharing with mom about that's, your life? Because from time to time, she does ask about you.
Right.
And I don't want to say anything you don't want me sharing with her.
Right.
You know?
And that's a conversation that will be awkward to have. But,
oh, yeah.
But having had that conversation, then you can have a little more confidence. So
right. So if you can get past the one time awkward, though, maybe the other ones won't be as awkward.
Right.
You know,
and maybe it's worth having the conversation about, you know, how much are you okay with me sharing about memories? You know what I mean? Like,
right. Does it bother you when I talk about mom, you know, and childhood? And
like you said, it may be awkward. It may be a weird conversation to try to have, but it also may be healing. It may be helpful. So that's good. And then the other thing that I think about is, you know, it's going to require some grace on the part of the step parents
mm-hmm.
to yes. be able to say, hey, you know what? It is awkward, but go ahead or, you know,
because I think it is going to be awkward.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I think, but I don't think awkward is always bad.
Right.
I think some things we're uncomfortable with, you know what I mean? Because they're awkward, but it's not that we're like, I'm so uncomfortable, I don't ever want you to talk about your mom in front of me again type
right.
stuff, you know, or your dad or, you know, I think though it's just kind of, I don't want to say getting used to the awkward,
mm-hmm.
but you know what I mean? If you know, if it is expressed, hey, I'm okay with it. It is awkward, but I'm okay with it.
Well, and I wonder if those things may change over time. You know what
right.
I mean? Like in the beginning, it might be too awkward to talk about.
Right.
And with time over the years, maybe it becomes something that's easier to deal with or easier to talk about.
Well, and completely different, I understand. But like with my dad, for instance, my mom has been gone 11 years. And in the beginning when my mom first passed, for me, it has always been healing and helpful to continue talking about my mom, to continue sharing those stories. That's what keeps her alive to me. You know what I mean? That's what keeps her alive to my daughter, who was, you know, 5 when she passed away. So Tana knows memories because I've talked about her. But for my dad, that was not okay. It bothered him that I talked about her. You know what I mean? It opened that wound back up. So I had to learn, like, you know, not to not talk about my mom, but to not talk about her so much around my dad, because I love him and I respect him and I care for him, and I didn't want to cause him the pain. But now, like you said, after 11 years, my dad has got to the point where now he talks about her. He'll say, oh, yeah, I remember when you were little, me and your mom did this, and I just see a complete difference, but it took time.
Right.
So like you said, maybe, you know, if you're just getting into a blended family and it's going to be awkward, you know what I mean, talking about the other parent in front of the other parent, but maybe, you know, give it some time. Don't dive in every time you're around your stepmom being like, oh, my mom was great at cooking spaghetti. You know, you should tell her how to cook mom's spaghetti. You know, probably not the best tactic.
Right, yeah.
But, you know, give it some time. But I love what you said, Kyle, about, you know, the communication, having the awkward conversation. It's going to be awkward. Like, you know, it is, but communication heals and helps so many situations. And if we can get past the awkward, I think there's so much, I don't know if healing is the right word, but just so much hope there. You know what I mean? Like you said, everybody has a little bit of grace, you know, because we all need it. You know what I mean? Because sometimes, I mean, even the step parent is going to say things that are going to make us uncomfortable.
Right.
You know, so like, I mean, there's no cookie cutter way to make this work. And there's so many different scenarios. So I love that you shared that.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that I was thinking, and maybe, I don't know, might be my last point on it, is to maybe what we have to do is make sure that we're motivated by the right things, you know.
True.
If it comes from a place of trying to hurt the other person, obviously that's not going to be a good thing to say. But if you're coming from a place of love, maybe that makes it easier for the other person to have grace with you. If they know that the reason you're sharing is because it matters, is because, you know, you care.
Right.
And you can show that you care for whoever it is you're talking to. As you're talking about the other person, showing that your love for them, you know, is there as well. So where is your heart when you're sharing? What is it that what's driving you to share?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like you said, if you're sharing this to manipulate or to hurt someone, then obviously don't do it. You know what I mean? Or if you know, maybe you're not doing it to do those things, but you know, in sharing it, it could hurt this, you know, a step parent's feelings or, you know, make them feel a certain way, then steer clear of that and have the tough conversations, even if it is with, you know, your parents, your mother or your father, and saying, what are you okay with here? You know, like you said, we're all adults here. You know what I mean? It's not the typical your blended family with the children. It's we're all adults.
Right.
What are you comfortable with me sharing?
Well, and I think that the fact that you care, the fact that you love, maybe is what makes it awkward, because
Family's the hardest people to talk to,
but
right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, oh, I could tell anybody about that, but not my family. No, they would judge me if I talked. I don't want them to be upset with me. No, so definitely. Well, Kyle, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. It has been fun. Definitely good to hear another perspective on the adult side of being in a blended family. And I think there's so much more of this than we realize, where, you know, you grew up in a home with your parents together, then when you became an adult, parents separated. So I think this is definitely a side of it that people don't think of when they think of a blended family. So thanks for hanging out with us today.
Thanks for listening to The Blended Podcast with Megan and Derek, a positive alternative radio production. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment to subscribe and rate us wherever you get your podcasts. You can learn more at walkfm.org.